Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome on an open line Thursday. You can always call us on the AAA Always On Call listener line at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. But it's 7 o'clock, and every morning at 7 o'clock, we hit the skins.
All right, boys. Still kind of reveling in last weekend's win over the Eagles.
You're basking in it.
Basking in it a little bit.
First place in the NFC East.
I was
basking in it?
Yes. Not Carol basketing. I was reading some of the analysis, and our friends over at Hogs Haven pointed out one of the ugly statistics for the Skins, despite that victory, is because obviously of all the turnovers and the short fields and everything, and the relative ineffectiveness of the running game, and it took Haskins a while to get going, that they actually ranked dead last in yards per play in week one. So to give it some context, Minnesota, Green Bay, Seattle, those are the top three teams in yards per carry. Yards per play. Minnesota, 7.8 yards per play. I mean, that seems like a massive number, right? Considering their average last year was 5.7. So, I mean, that's an outlier that'll come down.
Well, they were also getting bombed for most of that game, so they had to take shots down the field just to get back into it. Most of that was probably in the fourth quarter.
Right. The extra calorie stuff, that extra yardage stuff that Kirk gets at
garbage,
the end of games.
Garbage Kirk numbers.
Green Bay, 6.9 yards per play. Last year, they averaged 5.5. In Seattle, 6.6. Last year, they averaged 5.8. The Ravens were in the top five. They had a big day. You got to go all the way down to the bottom, and New Orleans, surprisingly to me, 4.1 yards per play. Philly, right above the Redskins, or the Washington at 4, and Washington at 3.4, Cakes. That is a pretty putrid number. Now, you try to put it in perspective, and you look at like the last drive or so, and they point this out. You know, they were just trying to run out the clock there at the end, right? Mm-hmm. So there were like seven carries where Barber went 3 yards, 1 yard, 2 yard. Everybody in the stadium knew he was going to get the ball. Then there was a penalty. Then it was 1 yard.
In the stadium, but everybody watching at home.
Correct. 1 yard, no gain. And then Haskins had a couple kneels. And then he was, I think right before the half, he had a kneel. So those are eight plays, which basically net 0 yards.
It hurts the per play average.
So if you took it out, it's still dead last.
Yeah, I mean, they only had They only had 239 yards of total offense. That was last in the league.
Yeah.
You know, they were in the same group with teams like Jacksonville and the Jets and the Eagles.
Yeah, so, I mean, that obviously has to improve. Certainly,
one encouraging number, though, is the Washington football team ran 70 plays in week one. You know how many they averaged per game in 2019? 55. At that glacial pace with Callahan, especially after Jay Gruden departed. So their pace has picked up. It's just a matter of let's get some more yardage with these extra plays trotted out.
I would be pretty concerned. You know, they were fortunate to have short fields. I would be pretty concerned about the Washington football team's offense because the Eagles, a middle-of-the-road defense. Like, if you look at what they were last year And in this particular game, they didn't have Derek Barnett, who's one of their best pass rushers. So against what is probably going to be an average defense, they could only tally 239 yards. I think it's a little troubling. You know, you guys are a little bit higher on the weapons like Logan Thomas than I am. I'm not buying it. I think that this team is going to have some games where they struggle to score points.
Well, I don't know why we're surprised. We talked about this all summer. We thought that they would struggle early on the offensive side.
Yeah, and I didn't think. Okay. I think 3.4 is a low number.
Okay, maybe
that's a
that,
really low number.
Maybe that number is surprising, but we're not surprised by the number of three and outs they had, especially in the first half.
Not surprised. I'm
not surprised by the struggles at all. We talked about the strengths and weaknesses. We knew the offense would be the weakness.
Here's the good news, though. They did put up 27 points. Now, we know a lot of that, obviously, based on short fields and the defense setting the tone there. But they were also exceptional in the red zone, right? 3 of 4 there. They scored 75% of the time with touchdowns in the red zone. That's something that's plagued this team, you know, for a long time. Is being effective in the red zone. So if that continues, that obviously bodes very, very well for them.
And maybe WFT takes a page out of the Niners playbook, where their backs last week just shredded this Cardinals team. 9 catches for 162. It was you know, highlighted by Raheem Mostert taking a you know, pass over the middle, 75 yards.
Yeah.
But hey, look, they're clearly vulnerable to pass catching backs. Maybe Gibson can break one. I'm not saying he's going to break a 75-yarder, but it looks like there's opportunity there for some chunk plays for this offense, which definitely needs it.
Now, against the Cardinals, obviously they'll have their hands full, right? Kyler Murray rushed for, what, 91 yards, something like that, almost 100. DeAndre Hopkins had a huge day, so they're going to have to watch themselves there. But defensively, they had a decent game, right, against the Niners. I think they only gave up 20 points. But last year they gave up an average of 27 points per game. So I think they, you know, even though our offense is challenged in some ways, I think that they still should be able to move the ball and score some points against Arizona, especially if the defense shows up and gives them short fields the way they did. Cliff Kingsbury, I'm trying to find the quotes here, talked about the defense and how when he watched it, the anxiety you get. He says, when you turn on the tape, it definitely gives you anxiety as you watch them harass Carson. He said, obviously, there are some freak athletes over there with Chase, Montez, then Ryan. His motor and relentless style of play is contagious. They just wreak havoc the entire game when you watch that. It's just a fantastic group that really plays hard. So there you go, some high praise from Cliff Kingsbury this week as he's watching the tape of
how
the
could you not praise
of Washington's win
performance.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Against Arizona, the two guys who really gave San Francisco trouble defensively were Zach Allen and Chandler Jones. So against Arizona, they're going to have to do whatever they can do to block those two ends, especially Jones. He's one of the best rushers in the league. And he was causing problems, especially in the second half against Jimmy G. And then Buda Baker had like 100 tackles. So they've got three guys on that defense. And they got Isaiah Simmons, who they drafted too. He didn't do much from what I could tell. But they've got three or four guys on the defense that you really have to be aware of.
Yeah,
especially the rushers.
All right, let's bang out a few of these calls. I see here that we have some. It's Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Bill in Riva. Bill, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
I wanted to start out with I'm the donk that called in after the Caps parade, and I said I've been here all my life, and I never knew there was a lake down there. And Jason cracked up and said, I think he's talking about the reflecting pool.
Right, right.
I don't know if you guys remember that or not.
No, but go ahead.
It is pretty funny, though.
Now, you guys just had Anna on in your picks for the golf, and did you guys ever talk to her? Did she ever talk to you guys about the tornado that came right down her neighborhood?
No.
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 About a week or so ago, we had that storm.
Right.
I didn't know.
Did you see it?
It came right through our neighborhood first and then went across the creek over to her side. I mean, I knew generally.
Did it actually touch down?
Yes.
It did.
Oh, yeah. Her neighborhood was. Some of the houses around there were all torn up, and there were tons of trees down.
Right. So what did you do when you saw it? What did you do?
It's the first time I ever looked out and said, that's not good. And then my phone alerted me, and right. I went into the basement for the it was pretty scary, but it was over pretty quick.
Anyway, how do you know Anna? You're dropping it like you're friends with her?
No. I just figured it out from you guys talking to her. I got a buddy of mine who lives right down the street from her.
Gotcha.
So that's all.
Gotcha.
But I had a question for Jason also.
Yeah, man.
I grew up in New Carrollton with you guys. I'm 6 or 7 years older than you. But, Jason, I went to school and hung out with quite a bit Skippy's sister, Tina.
Tina, yeah. Tina, who lives now in Florida. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, she was a gorgeous young lady. I just want to know if she's still hot.
Well, I haven't seen her in, I don't know, 30 years. But she's about 54. Six now, so I'm guessing she's not gorgeous anymore.
Oh, that's terrible.
But I don't know. I mean, Skippy doesn't really have a great relationship with his sister, so he doesn't talk about her much.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. We used to play tennis with the parents a lot. Right.
Oh, yeah, they loved going out there and play tennis. That's when I started playing because Skippy played.
I only heard about Joe passing away when you were talking about it on the show. What was it, 2 or 3 years ago?
Longer than that. Yeah.
I don't even remember that. What happened to Joe?
He had ALS.
Oh my God!
His dad.
Skippy's dad. You're talking about the dad. That's what about Joey though? The son.
Oh, he lives in Arizona.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's fine.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Well, good talking to you guys.
All right, buddy.
All right,
by the way, isn't that what Facebook's for?
Exactly.
Up generally, like, I don't think Jason's on Facebook. From the past. No, I'm talking about the guy who called us.
Yeah, Bill. But
he's on it either.
I don't think Skippy's on it either. He doesn't seem like a Facebook type.
No, but I'm talking about our caller, Bill and Reva, who's curious about like his childhood crush. Right. He could probably find her on Facebook. Can you let it go? It's been 30 years.
Let's go to Michael.
30 years? It's probably 40 years for that guy.
Michael in Chesapeake, line two. Oh, line two's gone. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, what's up, bud?
Good morning, gentlemen. It is Thursday, and I just want to give you my bold prediction for the season for this Washington football team.
All right.
I really feel, my friends, that these guys are going to do really, really good. I mean, their defense is going to play really well. They're going to grow as a unit. Haskins is probably going to be above average, I think, and I'm looking for these guys to be at least 12-4.
What?
Or 11-4.
At least 12-4.
Come on.
At least. Come on, guys. You got to give this team a chance.
Well, I'm glad you don't overreact to one win.
12-4.
3-13.
Like, a minimum of 12-4.
Weren't they down 17 to Zippy at the half, basically?
Yeah, what was your prediction on wins when it was 17-0?
It was probably 10-6.
Oh, okay.
No, he's still positive.
He's an optimist.
So you got him winning this week, then?
Definitely. I mean, I got him beating Arizona,
right.
beating Cleveland. The right. Baltimore game is going to be awfully close. That, you know, that's a major Beltway rivalry. I think it's going to be
with
close.
No fans,
right?
With no fans,
teams play once every 4 years. Right. Huge rivalry. It's big.
I think, guys, that this team is really going to do well. I think we're going to shock a lot of people, and we're going to win the NFC East.
I hope you're right, brother.
I would be shocked if they went 12-4 at a minimum.
Everyone would be.
That's how you do open line Thursday.
That's right.
We always end up bitching at the callers.
Well, when they're
outrageous.
They want 800-636-1067. We'll continue to take your calls here on open line Thursday. Remember, fantasy football. We open up the notebook at 8 o'clock with Dave Richard from CBS Sports.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Packed show today. Open line Thursday if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We got Dave Richard to talk fantasy football at 8. Steve Sands from the Golf Channel at 840 to talk U.S. Open. And Jason Lockenfour, NFL insider for Radio.com, CBS Sports reporter. He'll join us at 9. Radio fight went viral in Houston. We haven't had a big one in a while. I don't know if we should play some of the clips, but the context is they were arguing about James Harden. They're arguing about James Harden, so Houston's devastated because they've been kind of a contender here the last couple of years with Mike D'Antoni, who's decided to walk away. By the way, they're looking for a new head coach in Houston.
Right.
They decided to do
and
small
ball. And I guarantee the new head coach doesn't play small ball.
Yeah. Right, and they've done different things. You know, they brought in Westbrook to join forces with Harden. That didn't work out.
Nope.
They went really small, but they got eliminated. And I guess emotions were flying high. Here's a little of this radio fight.
Hold on. That needs some setup here. Besides just
Who is it?
It's a radio show in Houston, and it's a 2 minute long clip here.
Okay.
So and it's kind of a slow build. And then I see some characteristics with the Junks too.
Okay.
So just
why is that?
Because they're arguing about paying attention to the show and everything. And
one of them, Jason Braddock, is a former guest of the show. He's been on Doc Texans and a couple things. I think he's been on two or three times.
So you see some parallels here, potentially.
Also, I'm a little bit worried because it's the Funhouse account that blew this thing up, and Funhouse used to just follow Francesa and just do
Correct.
Clips of his show. But since he's retired, this guy's branching out and trying to find other radio shows slipping and get into fights or embarrassing themselves.
Right.
So it won't be long until we're on it.
Yeah, he's trying to get us in his crosshairs.
I don't know. But the guy's bitter because he feels like he's kind of carrying the past couple segments.
So this Jason Braddock and Patrick Creighton.
Right. And okay. so they end up like cutting to break. And then some of it is recorded audio from the break.
Okay. I can't tell. Are they in the same room? Because one of the guys
it looks
has
like
a brick background and the other one
it looks like they're in different locations.
Right.
Okay.
You don't think you have a clue of where you're going to trade them, who might be in the market, where you might be able to get something, not just, hey, let me throw this against the wall, see what sticks.
Okay.
I mean, you make fun of other people for doing that.
Really?
All right. You know what?
Go, no, do, you're having a temper tantrum on air, man.
I'll
live air right now.
You don't have to pay attention. It's cool. We'll just do it like you're not here. So you can do whatever it is that you want to do.
Show. Shut up crying and do the show. You're live on air.
We'll come back.
You're live on air. Shut up and do the show.
Really?
Yes. Shut up and do the show. You're live on air and you're crying.
So
do the show.
You're not doing the show.
No, you're the one telling me to leave. If you want me to leave, I'll leave. But just quit crying. You could talk about this during the break. Do the show.
So,
do it.
All right. Well, if I'm just going to do the show by myself, then yeah. Why are you here?
Do the show. Just quit crying about it. Talk sports and quit crying for two straight segments.
Was that supposed to be funny?
Yes, it's hilarious. Shut up crying and keeping this going on and just do the show.
I'm waiting for the punchline. It's supposed to be.
Oh, good God, you're a child, man. Quit being petty and do the show. The radio, the show sounds horrible right now.
You're right, it does. And you're talking about being petty when you just checked out of a show for an entire segment.
No, I started doing the research you asked me to do during the last segment. No, you asked me.
I'm sitting here talking to you, and you're like, huh, what? You don't even have your microphone on.
I'm not going to sit here. It's already been two segments of horrible. If you want me to leave, I'll cut off the mic, and I'll leave. Just do the show. It sounds horrible.
Hey, I'll do the show. We're good.
Okay. God.
Dude, that's
Dude, do the show. You're still crying. Do the show. I've already cut off the mic.
The show. You're not paying attention. Go do what you're doing. Go have a good time.
Good God, man.
You know, go do whatever
bitch,
the hell you're doing.
Man.
It doesn't matter.
Well, do the show. Quit being a bitch.
Whatever, I'm the one doing the show. You're the one checking out. Have a good day. See ya.
Go on, dudes. Do the show, bitch.
Come on, you're acting like a little bitch on this, dude. That's the most embarrassing f***ing radio I ever did. You act like a little bitch right there.
And you asked me for the numbers.
I started giving you the numbers. I want to yell at you because you're acting like a bitch today. When live on air, you're acting like a bitch.
Well, you're a
Now, was that end part off air?
They look because like they're in the same. Like they look like they're in the same building.
By
they
the
might
way,
be in different parts of the
by the
room.
Way, if we had a nickel for every time the one guy said "do the show,"
they they're in the same room. I think there's a long table, but they I think their video stream runs during the commercial breaks.
Wow.
That picked up.
So this was what, a couple days ago?
Yeah, I think so. Yesterday or the day before.
Did they squash everything? Or
yeah,
they, still
they already came out and said they've mended fences.
Now, hold on. I don't quite understand. So this video stream was, like you say, so this was not their air content.
No, it was on the air for a while, but when he walked off, at some point the producer cut it off. So when they started dropping, you know.
Yeah, when they started cursing.
When they started cursing,
that
the
was
producer
off air.
Took them to break, and then it continued.
Well, I mean, look, we've had
and that
a million
was all
fights.
Over James Harden and how overrated
IJS.
He is.
IJS.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
And the can't one imagine guy... it. Could you imagine us doing that over, like, Bradley Beal? Bradley Beal's all NBA snub.
Well, that doesn't compare to when Bickle jumped over the table and tackled Joe Pa. I can't remember what that discussion was about. What led up to that?
No, he jumped over the table because he was embarrassed of the Chris Webber rap. Or something like that.
No, really? No. I think it was an RG3. I think we were arguing about RG3.
I think that was RG3 because that was
well,
in
multiple,
no,
well, there's multiple times where he jumped over the table.
No, because it was before
I
was on the
Manning,
show.
Peyton Manning might have been involved. So
no, there was an infamous Peyton Manning Ryan Leaf argument, but that was like 20 years ago.
No, but the one where he jumped over the table is when JP played the Chris Webber rap. And then, like, he knocked the instant replay off the table.
Because
he was embarrassed of the Webber rap.
EB always downplays these other radio fights that we play because he's embarrassed by his own history on the show. And so he's like, it happened. It's no big deal.
I mean, it does.
My favorite is when he actually, and this was off air, when he slammed the door on CK. And then they got locked in to the studio to the point that they needed a locksmith to come to the radio station
in there for like
to
an hour.
Get them out.
Yep.
And I think that argument was about going to break because we've always had a problem in terms of going to break on time. In fact, there was like a crazy light, almost like the hockey lamp after a goal when we were at HFS. And
the
he got into
alarm.
A fight with CK, probably yelling something to the effect of, I know how to do radio.
the HFS years.
And then they were stuck. And Jason... And John and I all drove home, and Eric was stuck
for 45 minutes
to an hour, I think, in there.
Jay Stevens threatened he threatened me with having to pay for the damage to the door. I never did get that bill.
It was like $1,000 for the damage, allegedly. I mean, who knows?
It was just like a soundproof door.
It's a heavy-ass door.
Yeah.
Also,
it happens.
Also, the screaming match because Eric was on the 2+2 forum. When a guest was on, trying to figure out how he can fold an overpair.
Yeah, it's tough.
Don't
that
remember that either.
It was with CK.
Yeah,
that's the infamous. I need to decompress at times.
Okay, very good.
Well, I mean the middays. I mean that was those guys were playing poker on the air during the show.
We played poker on the air.
I remember a few times we went to commercial simply because we had to see the flop.
Correct. And we were still getting 17 chairs.
Yeah, yeah. Those were the days.
Salad days right
those
there.
We got
days.
Seinfeld ratings when we were playing poker in midday.
So Jason Braddock has made up with his co-host. Is that what you're telling us? Patrick Creighton?
Supposedly. Yeah. I mean, guys fight. I just think it is what it is. I mean, that's certainly not the only radio show. We're not the only radio show. I'm not the only radio guy.
But they are making a good point that Funhouse used to just really train the guns on Mike Francesa and grill him over every misstep. And now, if they're branching out and looking at video, we got to watch what we're doing.
Yeah, wait till we fall asleep again next time during the show.
That is true.
That could definitely happen. Definitely happen. Well, I don't know. Is the show popular? I mean, does it get good ratings?
No, I don't think
I've never even heard of the guys.
No, I think it's just I don't think it's even on every night. It said Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
Hurting.
What is that?
I don't know.
But what are they doing down in Houston?
I saw Jason's eyes light up when he heard that schedule. Now.
Right?
Hey, if the salary's the same, I'd love it.
Right?
Speaking of being pissed off, you guys know Valdez is all angry at the Washington Post, and he told me he's going to write, of all people, Dan Steinberg a personal letter.
No, he's not.
Hold on. Valdez brought this up yesterday. It's about.
I have no idea.
Oh, it's about Haskins' dad.
No. IJS. The Washington Post had a feature article that called Pasadena, Maryland, the most racist city in Maryland.
Oh, really?
That's right, about the slave history.
Yeah. So I guess Pasadena was like a sharecropper's town back in the day that people owned slaves.
Back in the day kind of glorifies it the way you say it.
He doesn't mean that.
Years and years ago. I know, it just comes off sounding like back in the day.
And so people owned slaves in Pasadena. Right. And so now the Washington Post, which never writes any articles about Pasadena whatsoever, all of a sudden is an Oveta Wiggins is the journalist. All of a sudden is an expert on Pasadena because she looked at data and took a couple people who are bitter in Pasadena. So I'm bitter at the Washington Post.
For slandering
my hometown, and now everyone thinks because I'm from Pasadena that I'm racist now.
Well, hold on. First of all, I don't think that many people read the article. I never even heard it until you just mentioned it.
Well, you don't even get the post, so
yeah. No,
well,
it's
a huge article.
I have the online subscription.
It was widely shared yesterday. There are a lot of people talking about it.
It's a huge piece. It's a hit job.
Did anybody tweet you about it?
Okay, yeah, Snyder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a million people.
So you're pissed. What are you going
to
do?
I don't know. I might have to be like Dan and file a lawsuit.
All right, hold on. Now is it valid? I mean, is the Dina the most egregious offender? Like what is her evidence?
Her evidence is that she has anecdotes from people. By the way, my high school is featured on the cover picture.
Oh my god.
So that's tilting.
Yeah.
And then they have data. Basically, a per capita data for hate crimes reported.
Yeah, they say that there's kind of more racial incidents because
people own slaves in Pasadena that it's racist.
Well, this is
they called it a sundown town, and they also don't even know
what that means.
That's basically that you don't want to be around when it's dark out,
right?
Because S goes down if you're African American.
Yeah.
And then they said they have people saying that it's a place that you don't want to pass through, that you don't want to go.
Well, I've said that for years.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, here's the thing.
If Oveta Wiggins had a clue, she would know that there's only one way in and one way out. There's no passing through Pasadena.
Huh. Right. Well, she was just, it was a figure of speech, I'm sure.
I'm bitter at her.
I
challenge her to go to Pasadena because I'm going to guess that she's never been in her life.
Yeah, but hold on.
You think she hasn't gone when she wrote a big piece about it?
I don't think she's gone at all.
But hold on.
I actually think this show should do an embargo on Washington Post reporters.
To stand up in unison with you?
Yeah, for me.
But hold on. If she has data showing that the Dina reported the highest number of hate incidents in Anne Arundel County.
No, the highest per capita.
Hold on. The highest number of hate incidents in Anne Arundel County, which itself has recorded the most incidents in the state, that makes Pasadena unofficially the most hate-filled town in all of Maryland. So, I mean, I kind of see where she's going. It's a hurting town.
I hate that. That's Valdez.
I mean, well, I'm just kind of teasing you, Valdez.
I have a solution.
I don't know
We're going to rebrand Valdez as being from Glen Burnie.
I'm going to tell you something. Glen Burnie's not much better.
That's all we have to do. We just find another town close to the Dina that doesn't have this sordid past, this checkered history, and then we rebrand you.
Well, just say Annapolis. Didn't Kathy Lee always say she was from Annapolis when she was really from Bowie?
Or just say you're from Severna Park or something like that.
Severna Park's a hurting, too.
I've always said that. All those towns are hurting.
Recently, Valdez has been hyping up Pasadena to me, and
so
I think this just comes makes it come crashing down. He's been talking about how everything's on the water and how nice all the homes are, and nobody knows the real Pasadena. And then the only time they ever talk about Pasadena in the press is this unbelievable article calling it the most hateful place in America.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'd be pissed too if I was from the Dina.
Yeah, but it sounds like they have numbers to back it up.
Send her an email.
Then they put one number.
So now he wants to boycott like Jesse Docherty coming on and talk about the Nats.
Yeah,
I don't need any of that. That would mean no more Feinstein.
No Feinstein, no Barry Zwerluga, none of them.
Oh, I like Barry.
Well, you know what? You should bring it up with Feinstein tomorrow.
I will.
All right, good.
Feinstein, that'll be ugly.
Feinstein would not like Pasadena. A lot of Trump flags.
Yeah, a lot of Trumpies.
probably would not like that.
Wow. Huh. I don't know about these.
I had an amazing childhood. And right. I don't know a single racist person in Pasadena.
Is that true?
That's truth.
Right?
He's staring at the ground when he says that.
Yeah.
What did Bob Myers think of this article?
Oh, he thinks it's hogwash. He called it fake news.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to get your dad on next segment?
My dad doesn't want to participate in the show.
What about like Uncle Kenny? Maybe he could talk about
Uncle
it.
Kenny lives in Georgia.
Oh. Any other relatives that we can talk to?
Aunt Brenda.
Does she live in the Dina?
Yep.
Do you think she would defend the Dina?
I think she would. My mom was bitter too.
You want to put
how many Myers? How many Myers live in Dina?
Let me count. So us, Aunt Brenda,
like 10 to 12, 15.
Why don't we open it up to the callers? If there are callers that have driven through the Dina or lived
the
in
Dina's
the Dina
silly.
Or went to Chesapeake High School, they can vouch for it, or they could say, hey, you know what? She's right.
Do you think that the journalist is making up these accounts?
Awful journalist.
they held like a second Black Lives Matter rally, and one of the people said that people were calling him or her an N lover and things like that. Are you saying that she just made up those quotes?
No, I'm not saying she made that up, but I think that it's a microcosm of every city in America.
Yeah.
But if you have more incidents in the Dina, you might be the most hate-filled town in the state.
Yeah, but there could be two incidents, and based on the population that's per capita, it's higher than, L.A.
All right, let me see. I'm going to click on the link for
the data. What's the population of Pasadena?
25,000.
That's small, right? I mean, that's like nothing. What is Bowie? Bowie's over 100,000, right?
It's a booming metropolis compared to the Dina.
I'm pretty sure. All right, let me see. Here.
I'll look that up right now.
Participate in the show. 57,000
in Bowie. Right. Actually, 58.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to try to dig into the numbers and see if it's only like two or three incidents. Well, then Valdez might have a point. But if there's a bunch of incidents,
I think it was around 22 is what I read, if I recall.
22 what in the course of a calendar year
or hate crime incidents. According to the state police data, there were 78 reported in Anne Arundel County.
22
from Pasadena.
Well, that's a pretty big chunk.
22 out of 78.
That's a big chunk. What was second?
They didn't do an article about second place. Probably right. Glen Burnie, the place I want to rebrand him from. The article was just about first place, EB, and that was Pasadena.
All right, guys. Warm days and chilly nights and mornings. You know what that means. Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system for one low price. So call today for peace of mind, no matter what the weather brings. Tomorrow, call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of your world champion Washington Nationals.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We've got Dave Richard from CBS Sports Fantasy Football Guru joining us at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. We've got a couple people who want to chime in on Pasadena. Valdez upset at this article in the Washington Post, which talks about Pasadena being originally a slave town and a town that still has racial tension. Let's go to Chris in Baltimore first. He's a cop on line 4. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, Chris, buddy.
What's up, Christopher? How are you?
Legitimately, everybody I know refers to as the Dirty Dina.
I've heard that a million times. Doesn't faze me.
Exactly. Well, it's called that for a reason, bud.
It doesn't mean that they're racist,
though. It might mean we're white trash.
We asked for people's perspective. Let them talk. I can't say racist as far as... It's hillbilly, though.
Right, that's what I've said.
It would not shock me to hear that. But I've never heard, you know, the guys I know from Pasadena are hillbillies. But I've never heard them out-and-out racist. They're just hillbillies.
I do think there's
often a correlation between hillbillies and racists. Yeah. I'll say that.
There's a correlation?
I think a lot of times there is a correlation between those two.
Maybe, but yeah. I never alleged that.
I don't think it compares to, like, Cecil County or, you know, like, some areas, but I'm telling you right now that everyone thinks of basically Anne Arundel County as kind of rednecky.
Yeah.
I mean, Glen Burnie.
I agree.
Brooklyn,
outside of, like, Annapolis, I agree with that.
Uh-huh. Oh, and Annapolis, I've always said, if I heard somebody from Annapolis, I was like, oh, you're rich. Annapolis has got some really rough areas.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not all downtown, wonderful, rich, I own a boat area.
Right, you go alley. Right.
Yeah, like, you don't want to, apparently, again, this was shocking to me. I thought it was a bunch of rich prep school kids, but apparently not so.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, officer. Thank you for your service, by the way.
There's another guy who's hit me up on Twitter, and he's bitter. He says, shocker, the Post doesn't say anything about Baltimore City, where they had 52 people shot last week and 14 killed.
Okay.
So, right. You know.
Let's go to Andre in Upper Marlboro on line 2. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, the last caller pretty much went into my experience in Pasadena.
Right.
In areas like Glen Burnie. They're not out there chasing you with a flag. They're not calling you the N-word to your face. But I do know you can feel somebody being friendly with you without them being verbal. When you go in their store, you could tell if when you say hello because you're entering their establishment that they're speaking to you because they want you to come in there and spend their money, but they could care less about you. Now, that exists. And now, they're not out there riding on horses with Clancy's son. But, dude, trust me, it's dead, man.
Gotcha.
It's dead.
That's your
perspective. All right, but what about Andre. Well, what about the thing?
What were you going to say, Jason?
What about what Eric just said, that she doesn't mention Baltimore City, where there was 52 shootings last week?
But that's not what her article's about.
The problem is, no, you're right, I agree with that.
That's my point. She should be writing articles about that, JP. I understand that's not what it's about. What's worse, guys getting killed or black guys walking into stores feeling uncomfortable because white people are looking at them wrong?
Right, but hear me out, though. Yeah. Why anytime this conversation comes, look, we already know there's crime everywhere. And the crime committed against the people of any community is usually committed by the people within that community. We understand that.
Right.
We can't argue that fact. But why anytime a conversation comes up about racism, why does it always go to crime in another community? Look, we know it exists. And I wish there wasn't crime anywhere, but that's just my question. You guys opened the phones based on this article that a person wrote.
Right.
And
no, you gave your experience. I think that's fine. You gave your experience, but other people are saying there are other issues that are maybe even
that are
more
bigger.
Serious.
Yeah.
I understand that, but the point is that something was happening in Pasadena.
Well, Valdez says it doesn't happen.
I understand. No, but the stuff from the two rallies.
He's clearly
biased. Did you guys read the article?
No.
Did you read the article?
No.
So there were two rallies, okay, which drew some attention from the news, and that's why an article was
written. What were the rallies?
I told you there were Black Lives Matter rallies.
Oh, okay. Well, those are happening across
the
country.
They happen everywhere. Yeah.
I understand that, but on a local level, in a local newspaper, that's why they chose to write about it.
Hold on. Well, I'm upset because the Washington Post doesn't cover anything about Pasadena, and this is the one thing
this
that they cover.
This is the first time.
Well, what's good about the Dina?
Do they, cover the good things that happen?
I'm going to tell you what's silly about
the Dina. Pizza Ravens. Pizza Ravens.
Yeah, the Texas Roadhouse is silly.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I think I've been there.
I can literally, if I'm at my parents' house, I can walk to the Magathy River and swim if I want.
Is that a clean river? That sounds like a dirty river.
It's butt dirty.
Yeah, right.
You can boat. You can boat.
On the dirty river?
The boating's silly. You go to Dobbins Island. For during the day on
JK
the weekend,
Island, right?
Yeah,
right.
Silly,
right?
All right, let's do one more. Let's go to
Compass
Matt.
Point Golf Course. Is silly.
I knew that was coming up.
Let's
I
go
knew.
To Matt and Bowie.
No
on
way,
line
it's silly.
One. Matt apparently lived in Pasadena. Now he lives in Bowie. Where
hold
we're
on,
from.
Hold on. Before he Jones or whatever, where in Pasadena did you live?
So I used to live by the McDonald's. There was like a place called Big Vanilla.
I know exactly where that is. That's Magathy Beach Road.
Big surprise, Big Vanilla,
yeah,
not
exactly.
Big Chocolate. Big Vanilla in Pasadena.
Right.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So I'm actually grew up in Bowie, and I live there again now. But, yeah, I worked in Anne Arundel County for a while in Glen Burnie. I lived in Pasadena, and I can definitely see why people would think it was racist. I mean, just having conversations with some of the people that I experienced with, I mean, definitely would, you know, throw around the N-word and stuff like that. It made me uncomfortable. Have you ever
really?
Been in one of those? Yeah. Have you ever been in one of those situations where, like, those type of people kind of think you're one of them, so they think it's cool to say that type of stuff? Like, I felt so awkward.
I have to say, I don't think that's really ever happened with me.
I was going
to
say, I mean, I know it happens. I know that word is thrown around a ton. I get that. I haven't heard that word from anybody in my social circles or even kind of outside that.
Well, I hadn't either.
Maybe
like
ever.
Growing up in Bowie, you know, it's such a diverse place, you know, and so moving out there, it was a big change. Uh-huh. And it was definitely, I think, more noticeable to me because I didn't grow up around stuff like that.
Right.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Bowie High.
Went to Bowie High, and now you're back in Bowie. He got out of the Dina.
Yeah.
You can't escape.
So hold on. Is he saying Bowie is better than the Dina, or is he saying
absolutely.
It's the same?
Yes. No, he's saying that Pasadena.
I'll be honest with
show.
You. I think Bowie High School had a bunch of racial incidents in years past.
Probably.
Maybe not when I was there, though. So it was a little different maybe when I was at Bowie.
Yeah.
Hey, look. This
I
is
don't think
his
Bowie's some oasis.
Valdez might want to run away from it, but his experience is – in Bowie, he wasn't hearing the N-bomb left and right like he was hearing it in Dina.
Right, I guess.
I got to be honest with you. I watch a show called The Chi. I don't think any of you watch it.
Yeah.
It's on Showtime, and it's about
Chicago, right?
Yep. It's about like these kids growing up on the south side of Chicago, rough neighborhood, gangs.
Sounds silly. Drug. Is it good?
It's kind of, there's some depressing. There's some goofy aspects to it, but it's I like it anyway. So my daughters hate that word, just like most people hate that word, right? Mm-hmm. And they hate that it's even in rap songs,
right?
Okay, although they'll listen to songs that have that word in it,
right?
All right, it's kind of hypocritical for my daughters to say that anyway.
But they like the music, so what are you gonna
do? They like the music.
Of it?
So when I watch, I DVR The Chi, and they throw that word around all the time.
Isn't it the right. Chi, like Chicago? That's what I thought.
No, Richard. Don't be such a Richard, seriously. You're being a Richard for most of the 7:55. You've been a Richard since 6. All right, hold on. I'm just messing.
Oh, it's brewing.
I'm messing with you.
Funhouse, they may be watching.
But they throw.
Viral. We need the attention.
They throw the word around all the time. Now, it's black characters saying it to other black characters, okay? But every time I'm watching it and my daughters walk into the room, I've got to pause it.
Yeah.
Because if they see me watching a show where they're throwing that word around, they get so bitter. And they blame me. Here's my Bickle.
Yep.
They blame me.
Blame the producers. Blame the people that made the
They'll
show.
They'll say, Dad, how can you watch that?
You're just consuming the content. All right, boys, we got to go to break. Coming
this
up next.
This kind of gets on my nerves.
Dave Richard joins us from CBS Sports, joins us every Thursday at 8 o'clock. You got a fantasy football lineup question?
Now's
your chance to get in. You can always tweet him at Dave Richard, but call us now at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.